Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So one of my favorite movies growing up was a movie called Newsies, and it was a Disney movie from the early 90s. And I'm about to confess a little bit of a nerdy thing to you. I would watch the movie and sing those songs so often. We had a cassette tape of the soundtrack, and that tells you how old I am, that we would listen to. And recently, I was reminded of this great movie because I was helping my mom clean up her basement, and she still had the cassette tape of Newsies. So now, fast forward, I've got my own kids, and I tried to get them to watch it on Disney Plus because I thought that would be fun. Now, I had a great time watching the first 10 minutes of the movie, but then they told me it was boring and more made me turn it off. Well, regardless of their opinion of it, I still think it's a really great movie, and it reminded me of how important it is to carry the news forward into everyday life. Now, Newsies were the paper boys that would go around trying to sell papers in New York City and probably elsewhere, and they would have the responsibility of proclaiming the headlines that were in the newspapers so people would know whether they wanted to buy them or not. But also in this movie, the Newsies, these boys, were trying to help each other have a better life. They were trying to make sure that each one of them could survive and thrive because they were either orphans or they were runaways or they were kids trying to make a little money for their families, whatever it might be. They were trying to make it a mighty fine life, as they would say, for themselves, and they would have a mighty fine life carrying the banner. Now, they're not the only ones who have this opportunity to carry the news forward either, are they? Each one of us has the opportunity to have a mighty fine life carrying the banner. But the banner that we would be carrying is the banner of Jesus and the banner of Jesus' good news. Now, Jesus said to us when he was here with us that God had sent him to do a very important thing. And he told us what it was. Jesus said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other cities. That's the good news that he was trying to share, and that was his banner to carry. Now, when we hear this, proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, we might see that and recognize that, but not be totally sure what that means because that might be religious language that's a little vague. But if we reframe it, maybe we'll understand it a little better. Jesus was saying, I must make known the love of God, which is part of God's dream, to the other cities. I mean, that's another way of framing up what Jesus was saying that God had sent him to do. God sent Jesus to make known the love of God, which is part of God's dream for the world. And this would have been a radical thing for Jesus to say about himself, and it was a radical thing for him to say that God had done this. But the reality is that Jesus also sent us into the world to do the same things that God had sent him. And we remember that, we remember that God has sent us out to do a very similar thing. And that's a super important part of what it means to be loved by God and to show love to others. Because it's true that God sent Jesus to make known God's love and God's dream, but it's also true that Jesus sends us to make known God's love and God's dream as well. Because when we make God's love and God's dream know, we are carrying the banner of the good news that God loves everybody and that God has a dream for the world into the world. And if you're a follower of Jesus, then God wants you to be a part of doing this. Now, we got to remember that the good news that we talk about has a twofold understanding and also why Jesus was doing this as well. And the twofold part of it is that there's God's love and there's God's dream. Now, all these things would have been very radical for people back then, and actually, I think they're becoming just as radical for us to believe today as well. First of all, to believe that God's love is there for all people is not something that we can take for granted that people believe or people believe to be true about them. And so when we do our part to help people know that God's loved them, then we help people see that there's a God out there, and there's a God here in the world that wants to be a part of their lives, that wants them to grow, that wants them to experience the best that God has to offer. But that's not just what God wants for us. There's also God's dream for us as well. there's God's dream for the world as well. Now, God had a dream and a love for each of us individually, and God loves the world, but God also has a plan, a hope, or we'd say God's kingdom come, or God's dream for us as well. That there's a hope and a vision for the future that God has, that people would no longer be poor, that people would no longer go hungry, no longer be thirsty, the people that have the clothes that they need, the housing that they need, the purpose that they need in their lives. And when all those things come true, then God's dream for the world becomes true as well. And Jesus was sent to make sure that God's love was known and that God's dream was known. And he wants us to have the same thing happening for us in our lives as well. Jesus wants us to understand that just as God sent him in the world to do this, God sends us into the world to do this as well. And because of that, we have the opportunity to have this kind of life that God wants for us. Life filled with doing this thing for others and helping to understand that it's also true for ourselves as well. Now, part of this means that if you are finding yourself confronted with this reality that God loves you and that God has a dream for the world, then maybe you need to have an opportunity to hear that and believe that to be true for yourself. Or maybe you have believed that about yourself or about the world, that God loves you, that God loves the world, and you need to have a better sense or a bigger sense of that in your life, and you can ask God to do that in your life as well. Or maybe you are really dialed into these things, but you have a sense that God wants this to be more true for other people in their lives, that there are people in your life, your friends, your family, coworkers, that need to hear that God loves them and that God has a dream for the world. Because when we hear that God loves us, that can change the way we see ourselves. That can change the way that we see others because we know that God loves them. And if God loves them, then we could try to love them. Maybe even like somebody we've never liked before, right? And then also we hear that God has a dream for the world. That helps us understand and remember that the world isn't the way that God wants it to be. But God is calling people to help change that. That God is using people to help God's dream come true. But like I said before, so that people would no longer be poor, no longer be hungry, that there would be no more violence, no more war, no more random gun violence in the world. These are God's dream for the world. And when we help that come true, then we live into the hope that God has for us. We live into the love that God has for us, and we help the world be more filled with that love and that hope as well. Because just like there was that chance for those kids in the movie and kids in real life that would do those things, to carry the newspaper with the banner headlines into the world, it created a mighty fine life for them doing that work, but also together they created a life for themselves. So the same thing can be true for us. It is a mighty fine life carrying the banner for Jesus. We want to carry that banner into the world that God loves the world and that there's a dream for the world. But yet also carrying the banner makes a mighty fine life for others. Because when we carry the banner, we help it become a fine life for them. Now, it's not just a fine life that God wants for us, but a life filled with love and hope. And Jesus wants each one of us to make sure that we are doing the work that God has for us. First, to experience God's love for us, and then extend that love into the world. And likewise, to know that God has a dream for the world and then help that dream come true. God wants each one of us to have lives filled with God's love and the world to be God's dream come true. That's a lot of hope and a lot of love and a lot of dreams for each one of us. And that's a piece of really good news that we need to make known in the world. God sent Jesus to make that known to us, and now God sends you to make that known to others.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.